If you're a fan of superheroes, Star Wars, and some really cool photos, you're in the right place. Today is April 5th, 2024. We've got new updates about the Supergirl film, a new animated series from Star Wars, new photos from Maggie Gyllenhaal's The Bride, and Karate Kid news. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. According to Deadline, Craig Gillespie is currently in talks with WB Discovery and DC Studios to direct their upcoming feature film, Supergirl. Gunn said that in Supergirl, we see the difference between Superman, who was sent to Earth and raised by loving parents from the time he was an infant, versus Supergirl, who was raised on a rock, a chip off Krypton, and watched everyone around her die and be killed in terrible ways for the first 14 years of her life, and then came to Earth when she was a young girl. She's much more hardcore. She's not exactly the Supergirl we're used to seeing. The film will be based on Tom King's 2022 comic book series, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. Here's how the publisher describes the graphic novel. Just when Supergirl thinks she's had enough, everything changes. An alien girl seeks her out for a vicious mission. Her world has just been destroyed, and the bad guys responsible are still out there. She wants revenge, and if Supergirl doesn't help her, she'll do it herself, whatever the cost. Now, a Kryptonian, a dog, and an angry, heartbroken child head out into a space journey that will shake them to their very core. Anna Nagara adapted the comic into a screenplay, and now Craig Gillespie just may serve as director. Disney and Lucasfilm released their first official trailer for a brand new Star Wars series, Tales of the Empire. This series is similar to Tales of the Jedi, an animated series that explores characters we've met before, but in much more depth. The trailer teases that we'll learn how a young Morgan Elsbeth navigates the expanding Imperial world towards a path of vengeance, while former Jedi Barriss Offee does what she must to survive a rapidly changing galaxy. The choices they will make will define their destinies. Plus, we get to see Grand Admiral Thrawn, different posters and art show us the Fourth Sister, General Grievous, Darth Vader, the Grand Inquisitor, and new and familiar characters, including Wing and the Night Sisters. The caption simply reads, "Long live the Empire." This series will follow the trend of releases that Lucasfilm has done before. After all, May 4th is Star Wars Day. Like in 2023, Lucasfilm released Star Wars Vision Season 2 on May the 4th, and now all six new shorts of Tales of the Empire will premiere on Disney Plus on May the 4th, 2024. Director Maggie Gyllenhaal has released the first official images from her upcoming film, The Bride. The film is set in 1930 Chicago and puts a spin on the iconic Frankenstein lore. Buckley's murdered young woman is revived, but her new life surprises her creators as she lusts for romance and ignites a radical social movement. Gyllenhaal shared only three images. The first simply shows a clapper that reads, "Bride camera test, take one, director, Maggie Gyllenhaal, camera, Lawrence Schur." Now, just in case you didn't know, Schur is also known for his work on Todd Phillips' Joker films. The next photo shows Jessie Buckley as the titular character. She has wild blonde hair and what almost appears to be spilled ink coming from the corner of her lip across her cheek. She stares plainly away from the camera. Then we see Christian Bale as the monster, stitched and ragged. His clothes and his skin are decorated with words in such a way that there's no line between tattoo and projection. The entire top of his head appears to be stapled on, and his nose is jagged and broken. His clothes are fine and elegant, and yet still tattered. One word across his chest reads, "Hope." WB Discovery's The Bride will hit theaters on October 2nd, 2025. Okay, we've got Karate Kid news, and not just one little thing, two fairly big things about the Karate Kid franchise as a whole. First, we've got new casting. Aramis Knight and Wyatt Olef are joining the new film. Knight is perhaps best known for playing Kareem and a member of the vigilante group called the Red Daggers in Miss Marvel. Wyatt Olef has played a young Peter Quill in the first two Guardians of the Galaxy movies. And now they'll both be joining in the already star-studded cast of the film. Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio are reprising their roles. Joshua Jackson, Sadie Stanley, and Ming-Na Wen are also going to be a part of the film. Ben Wang is going to be the titular Karate Kid in this film. Now, the two cast members are not the only news. The biggest news is that they've officially begun production on the film. Two photos were released with the announcement. Both of them feature a clapper that shows the director as Jonathan Entwistle and the camera operator as Justin Brown. In one of the photos, we get to see a pizza box that reads, "I love pizza." There is no release date for the newest Karate Kid film at this time. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. According to Deadline, the Joker Folie à Deux has officially been rated R. Come back tomorrow for an update about Among Us. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for April 5th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.